Father in heaven, we just give you praise. We give you honor for this wonderful day.
Yes,
we just pray that if you want this spoken to you by your Spirit,
yes,
Father, you pray that you'll relate it in a very easy way.
Yes,
Father, let it not be as a light thing, but Father, we believe it as what you spoke to me as a very heavy-duty reason why most Christians are cold and very lukewarm. And this is the reason. Father, I just pray that you'd bless this time. Father, I pray that you'd bless these words. Let them edify as only you would have edified. And Father, I receive no importance in myself. And I wish for you to take over and do your will. I pray that you'd move mightily by your Spirit. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, we'd bind any hindering things would come this way. And we pray that you'd produce life, abundant life. And Father, there would be great faith, Father God, in Jesus' name. I pray for the garment of praise to be here. Oh, and uplift the wonderful name of Jesus, Father. We just pray for a mighty move from heaven.
Yes.
Father, we come to you and seeking you and asking you this day for our help. We know, I believe this will be very beneficial to those who are in that walk. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, Brother Clint, I'm going to start off just about like the way that the Lord, maybe the Lord will start getting a little spirit on it, but right now it's just in myself. The Lord was speaking to my heart about that basically that when we come to the Savior, that's just when we're born. God doesn't look at us when our other years we're even born. When we become saved, that's the time that we become in corporation of God's territory. We're His children at that moment. And what happens is to mankind has tried to distort the work of God. Because mankind is subconsciously, they've had that same nature of the enemy in them. And so when they see people that saved, and people were saved, they have a zeal, they have a love for God. There's just a small, everyone that gets saved, I don't care what degree you are, there's something wonderful about it. That's the way it was supposed to be. But that was just the starting point. That was only the starting point, and people did not see this. And so when most every one of us, when we came to that point, oh, our peer says, oh, you're just going to have to back off, you know, and you're just not going to be, you know, it'll rub off, you know, in a few years from now, you'll be just like I am, and you'll just go to church, and that'll be the end of it. So you need to just back off, because this is from yourself, and all this things that we have heard from the very beginning, how that, you know, it's for a time, of, it's like a dog puppy that's, it's been playing, and you say, well, it's going to grow up after a while. But I really believe this is very serious, as the Lord really started relating to me. In doing so, that's when we're born. Everybody needs to remember this is where the starting point is, and it's a very validated and very united by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and for a real experience, not something just as a light as being saved, as some people say. It's a mighty birth of Jesus in your heart, that you have been born again, not a corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed, but the Word of God that abideth forever and ever and ever. We're of born, and we have been set free. We've on our way to another country. We find ourselves in a land struggling, and we find ourselves toiling. And when this takes place, we find ourselves, oh, hallelujah, we're happy. We're excited. We're just supernaturally joyful, and the Spirit of God is within us. We've never felt that in our whole being. We've never felt what comes when we get saved. And soon these old people, elderly people, whoever they are, from whatever age, especially pastors, they start squeezing this one down. And what they do, they're actually squeezing you so you don't never do use that no more. And what happens, this is the very God just told me so, that you, at that point, you would start to grow in your muscles. Your spiritual muscles would start to flex, and they would start to expand, and they would start to get harder. And as you mature, they get bigger and bigger and bigger, till no evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling. And you're capable of handling the giants that come your way. You're able to handle the troublesome times. You're able to come against doubt, to come against fear. All these, because you're putting on that armor that God's letting it grow in you gradually, and you're getting just like Samson. You're getting there to where when you come against those, his supernatural power is there to strengthen him. And that's the way it's meant to be in us, all of us. But happens, as we chop that off, and as if you take a child and don't let him exercise, that pretty soon he loses the use of his limbs, the use of his legs. But he doesn't use that. His heart pretty soon it doesn't have nothing to pump to, so it's very weakened. It's very in condition. It's the exercise builds the heart also. And so you've got a framework that's very tensile, very non-ability. Unless God comes out and supernaturally changes it, it's a way of defeat. But what is meant to be is we start out, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. He starts growing in the Lord. He grows in the might of God. He grows as a spiritual giant, and there's no stopping to his growth as long as he keeps himself in the Lord Jesus Christ. But what happens in churches, shame on this, what happens church after church, you're put there in your little kiddie pen, and you stay there in that kiddie pen, and you start saying, I want to praise the Lord. Oh, that'll go away from you. That'll go away. What you're doing is killing that child. You're killing his spirit. You're killing what God placed within you. And through that, you're finding these end up being zombies. They have lost their way because of no flexing their muscles, using it. An athlete gets out here and never runs, never gets out of his bed. He's going to be bed rest. He's going to be a victim. Instead of an athlete, he's going to be a victim. Well, that's what Christians have become. They become victims. They become victims in their own right. And the only time they ever get any flexing at all is when they go to the Sunday school meeting or start school, and it's so tiny bit that they get just maybe a little bit of coaxing now and then. And pretty soon they get such a tiny little body that's so tiny, and they're taught that Jesus is coming back to the God. And this sort of helps a little bit of movement in their arm, but nothing the potential that God will wish it to be. And pretty soon those ones are very dwarfed. They're very inability to cope with life itself, and they find themselves always hurting because their muscles have never grown. They find themselves never really awake truly in the spirit because they have never had that time. They're like chained in their quarters. They have never been out of the chain work. They've been there, and their little old legs was real small, but they would have grown into giant. They would have grown in big hind legs. They would have grown in forearms. They would have grown, and this mind would have grown, and the whole body would have burned, and the heart, the workhorse in our body would have grown to a very special being. But we've caused this dwarfing to take place to this now. We're finding ourselves that people, after a few years, they don't really care. And I see it over and over and over. They have a plan. They know a plan. Their folks have told them this, but they've never had the chance to grow. They've never had the chance to receive that wonderful atonement that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Ye shall receive power after the Spirit of God is upon you, and ye shall be witness to me in Judea and to the uttermost parts of the world. And today we find ourselves helpless. We get a form of godliness, but the power thereof is being denied in such a way that what we have is very fruitless. We have no response to the call of God. And God actually orders our steps. Whether people want to really realize it, he orders our steps every day of our life. And if we're where we should be, we respond to the one that I will set my eyes to the hills. What's come my help? We're not listening. The Bible says, love not the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So that there's a lot of scripture to read. The Father wants to be our guide. The Father wants to be our teacher. He wants to be our way maker. And he giveth the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Spirit that dwells within us at that time of inception. But God many times don't even get a chance to put the Holy Spirit in because they squeeze life out of that new babe, and that new babe never even gets a chance of nothing. Some have went in and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that they're dwarfed a little. They gave a little ground, but they still are dwarfed, and they have no insight on God. They hear about God, and they know about God because the fellowships they go talks about God having power, but there's no demonstration of power. There's no visible response to the heart that has power. They just see that people are speaking, and speaking there is no nothing being done with what they're saying. There's no response to what they're doing. And God wants a people that are not just talk, but they're willing to do his will. And we as God's people need to remember that God wants us to be abundant in what we have in Him. So we need to teach people that they have a response when they accept Jesus Christ to come into His fullness. And as the sky is limit, God can call us, but we all need a chance at it. And when we stop people, then we're stopping them in the department. And pastors probably love this because it guarantees their life is going to be set for the period of maybe as long as their term lasts. Because the people are basically followers. There's no doers. Just a bunch of little followers. And they're like little bitty children walking around when they could have been mighty. They could have been powerful because we stop the growth. And the Spirit of God is what draws us. The Spirit of God is what enables us. The Spirit of God, even in the normal churches, it's the Spirit of God there that it helps the Sunday school teaching. It's God in all points helps through the works. And when you stop that, you're stopping God's mighty hand Himself. Whatever degree we are, we stop the hand of God anytime we limit the process that God's going to use to get His people to a place of atonement with life itself, that they're capable to be to walk before God in His presence in His fullness, being led not of their own self, but by not by corruptible seed, but by incorruptible seed, by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. And with that, we find many, 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 Brother Clint, are just falling astray. They're falling. And as I seen that this morning, it was so vivid. We could see the glory of God, how these were fallen. And these were so, you know, you go into a hospital. I went into hospitals where little babies are, and you see that how tiny they are there. And you know, for quite a while, they're going to need help. They're going to need the mother. They're going to need a nurse. They're going to need someone there to help them because they are helpless at that time. And that's why we are, as new Christians, we're helpless. We're helpless. And the pastor's helpless too because he won't help them to get to any place or whatever to get to that place where they can expand. They can be a triumphant athlete for God. They can walk in His presence, in His fullness. They can be as Samson, only not make the failures that Samson made. And Samson has a lot of his troubles too, because he didn't grow in the nature and admonition of the Lord. He had a natural power, but he didn't grow spiritually. And that spiritual dwarfed him in his mind. He was great, big, strong in his whole being. And we can do the same way in our spiritual bodies. We can be just Superman, and our mentality is not where it should be in the spirit. Through that, God cannot move His Spirit upon us. He can't motivate Himself in us. And we find ourselves not, we think we're self, we have worked our whole lives studying the Word of God. We have prayed, we've sought God, but we find ourselves limited in what we can do for God. We find ourselves when the power test comes, we haven't got it. We haven't got that strength. We haven't got the anointing. We haven't got the glory of God. We don't have that joy of the Lord. We don't have that love of God. We have, having done all to stand, we don't have that because we're not programmed for what we're doing at that time. And God must reprogram us every day of our life and graduate in the degree for depth in a deeper call and a deeper direction. And He will promote us. That will call Him. He says, call on me and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. What's wrong today? That our people have never learned to call upon God. They've been told that you can't call upon God. You got to go through channels. And those channels, if you do anything more, you're coming against the structure. And you come in the place of find yourself as rebelling. But really, the people are just growing. But these ones have come against that. There's going to be a day that they're going to face God. But they've been taught wrong themselves. So it's a rebirth of wrongdoings for the very foundations. God wanted to set us free. In 1900s, He wanted to set people free by the power of the Holy Ghost and through the disobedience of many of the people because they weren't living on Main Street, that they weren't living in abundance of luxuries, that they decided they wanted to be like the other half. That other half stumped them. That other half took that pardon of God wanted them. He wanted them to be lowly because He knew that they couldn't stand a lot of wealth. So they traded wealth for their salvation. They traded what they had for something that was tinsel. It's only going to be here for a moment. And tomorrow it's going to be gone. And when God comes through the clouds of glory, it's going to be gone. And you that have invested in this, you're going to miss out. Because God's here to instruct you by His Spirit. Though that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God has called, but few are chosen. God has deliberately called. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We need to reprogram, we need to re-stress the possibilities that God be ever with us. He will be for us. He is there evermore in a mighty way, in a courageous way. He's there to deliver us, set us free. But through the bondage of, you know, it's like dominoes. You put a bunch of dominoes up, and one starts falling, and they all fall. That's what we've done spiritually. We're going to fall without God. We're going to fall without God. Every one of us. God showed me that. We're like dominoes. The only thing that keeps us up is nothing touches us. Our other can't touch us. He's going to drop us down. We got to be visibly in God's, and those that come visibly to that point are going to rise. It's like the pines. They can't grow when there's another one touching it. They got to grow individually. And that's why we are spiritually. We got to grow individually. But God and the pastors cannot take the glory. God's the one that gets the glory. Yes, you bring people to that place, but there should be a thinning at that time. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The pastors should know that if they have a work getting the people saved, but after that, it came, even though they're in the fellowship, they should still be under the guidelines of God the Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of God, enable us to walk courageously in the day we're at. There's problems out there that we face daily, and the only way we know God's will is to be in His will. You can't know His will if you're not in His will. So you got to be in His will to be yet to know His will. And those that God is not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness, but as long suffered, and us were not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God has a blessing upon Him, of His people. We find ourselves, many, many people, I've went through this my whole life, since I've come in the Pentecostal way, that's a new one. Everybody would corral that one, say, no, you got to back off, you got to back off. That was just a time to start letting that one start feeding the Spirit of God. Tell them that God's your answer. That's all you got to do, sir. Just tell them that God's your answer. Seek God, and God will make Himself known unto you. But any time you restrain, keep that to yourself, you're being selfish. You're being actually a stealer because you're taking something that God has for Himself. You're stealing from God. God just gave you that one just to keep for a short while, like Hannah. Hannah was only given 2 years with Samuel. She just kept Samuel, and that's where we are spiritually. We're supposed to just keep a spiritual walk for just a short time, and then we're to give loose. And we shouldn't worry about the dollars. We shouldn't worry who's going to take care of those. But we should put them in the hands of God. And if we pray right, God will take care of them. And God will provide for you, Pastor, too. He will keep you if you'll trust in Him. He wants us to, that big word, trust. That we need to learn to trust. And still we have these guarantees from the heads of state and the churches, the big boards. They plan the wages, and they figure all the tithes. They do all these things. But it's not done by the Spirit of God. It's done in the natural realm. It's done by the supervision of the pastors, of the committees, of all these departments that are not included by God's Spirit. God's Spirit is here to rise. God is bigger than what we have. God's here to supernaturally touch us, to refresh us. Refreshing, that word refreshing. Many people haven't been refreshed to the time that they was born in life itself. People have been so carnally in bondage so many years. They struggle. They get tired of struggling. That's why churches, God showed me, and when they get elderly, they have programs for the elderly to keep them corralled till the day that they die. And they tell everybody they're going to make it to heaven because they're in our church and they're our part of us. When those there's no retirement. There's no retirement. Hear me. There is no retirement in God. If you want to stay young, you just keep working for God. God will make sure that you stay available for Him. He will keep you complete in His life. He will promote you. He will guide you. He will direct you. Are you not afraid to put your hands in the hand of the Lord? God has never lost one subject. He will not lose you. He knows where you live at. He knows where you come from. And He knows your address. He knows all about you. He knows too much about you because where you are is not more favorable to what God wishes for you. God wants you to be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor, lifting up the wonderful name of Jesus, having that the glory cloud in you, having the love of God, letting the presence of God be as a deity from heaven, being attached to God the Father, God the Son, and having Him that you could, that He could speak to your heart, they can come down and touch you, uplift you, and give you that joy and let you know that all is well. When the enemy comes in like a flood, that you have a shelter, you got a protection, you got armor, you got the almighty hand of God upon you, and nothing can come against you because He is at your side. He will promote you. He will keep you. And He will come against anyone that comes against you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. It is real. God's not a just frenzy. He's maximum. Our lives without the Lord were very, very, very beyond, we're very tensile. Very inadequate. The only way that our body gets power is by God's Spirit. God made us that way, and God will work with us that way. It's God, and it's God all the way. We cannot come against Him. He is our leader. He's our Savior. He's our friend. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is our deliverer. He's our mighty God. He's our protector. He's our liberator. He's our one that loves us, one that cares for us, the one will set us free, the one will keep setting us free every day of our life. You know, I had to get free again today. Every day of my life, I have to seek God. I have to call upon Him. I find myself in my own self sort of going backwards. And I start thinking for a minute, and I said, I'm thinking about the old way. And that just knows in just a second that I need to have a turnabout, that I need to call upon God, that I am nothing special. God is my special. I am nothing but God's help. I am just a flimsy, flimsy, worn-out shoe. But with God's help, I am more than conquerors. Through Him which loves us. This goes to all of us. What we sow as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so when we start thinking these bad things in our heart, so is we. We're bad. We need to have a clear heart. We need to have a right exposure of God's life itself, that we would walk victoriously, upright, and naturally in His great power. Oh, Lord, we thank You. Oh, we thank You. We pray that there will be days no longer that let these young ones grow. Let them mature in the power of God, that they might be channels that God would use for His glory. Father, we just give You praise. I know this comes against the structure of churches, but it's wrong. Young Christians need to grow. There need to be classes. There need to be those that would help them say, come on, boy, I want you to just go as high as you can go. That's the kind of thinking we need. We need that kind of thinking. We don't need that negative time. We need positive thinking of God, that God's more than conquerors through them that call upon Him, those that will seek Him. God's able to, He will not leave you. He will not let you alone. Not like your peers will many times. They will let you die, and many have let their people die, and they're dwarfed this day. They find themselves alienated. Things in this world, they don't fit no longer. They've been taught that God's right, but inwardly, things haven't clicked. Things have been above. Many of this is speaking to many people this day. Many things haven't clicked in your life, but you need a remakeover. You need to have a positive relationship with the Spirit of God, because God's not His fault that you're where you are. Man is your fault. Man is the one that has warped you, has caused you to fall back in the way of insecurity. God will make you secure always, and you don't have to be insecure no longer, because God is faithful. He will keep you the days of struggle. He will keep you the times of troubles. He's there to bless you. He's there to be your guide. He's there to be your Father. He's there to be your Savior. And we just thank You for Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. We thank You that You're so real. We pray that this word will go out to those round about in a very special way, because I know this was sent from heaven. And I know that You validated this in the name of Jesus. Name the Father, name the Son, and the Holy Ghost, because I am nothing. Brother, freedom is nothing, but You're everything. You're everything. You're over the righteous. Your ears open the cry. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we're going to quit. We just give You all glory. We give You all honor. We thank You. We worship You. And we thank You, this wonderful Savior, for this wonderful day. We thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.